Mobile. IQ Mobile.
NZOTR Mobile.
Yep. Where are you headed?
We are headed down to the daughters and grandsons and son-in-laws and gonna take some Petitza, which in German is what, Bernice?
Nutzenbrot.
Nutzenbrot, whatever that is. I think it's a nut roll, Bill. It sure turned out beautiful. Let me turn this radio down in the background. There it goes. What a beautiful morning out here.
It's gorgeous. So, is pizza a big dish in Germany? I would not have thought it.
Well, it's P-O-T-I-C-A, Petitza. And can you say that name again louder, Bernice?
Nutzenbrot.
Yeah.
Bread. Nut bread. Hey, good morning, Bill.
Hi, Bernice. I would have thought pizza was pizza regardless, but that probably doesn't make sense. Spaghetti. I guess spaghetti is spaghetti in Italian, or I don't know. I wonder what that is in German.
W2T Mobile.
Good morning, Rusty. Well, it's Potizza. Potizza. P-O-T-I-C-A, Bill. It's not spelled like pizza. It's, it must be 18 inches long and 6 inches wide, and it's intertwined with a spiral of nuts, and quite delicious with a cup of coffee. And good morning, Rusty. Go ahead and send your OTR.
I'm at Bernice, and good morning to Bill. And I'll just over here picking up stuff from the mailbox and everything. And it's a chilly morning out here. Good morning, Bill. Go ahead.
Oh, it's just absolutely gorgeous. No doubt about it. Quite a bit different than it was yesterday morning.
Yeah, very definitely. It'd be a nice day to be up on Chimney Rock. Go ahead, Rusty.
Go here and get blown away. Of course, I was looking on Facebook, and I see where Ariel is down in the lower part of the state, where he's doing a nice little ride from Lake Marion down to Charleston today. So sounds like he's going to have a good outdoor day for doing that. Go ahead, Bill.
I'm super duper. I was on Chimney Rock about 2 months ago, and it was really nice then. And it was on one of the cooler days 2 months ago. And the elevator was out, so we went all the way up and down. It was like, it was well over 1,000 steps. We had a great time, though.
Well, the daughter took us up there one time, and it's just beautiful. Magnificent view. We tried going up to the orchards earlier this year, and it was just inundated with people there in Hendersonville, just swamped. So we wouldn't go in due to the virus. Turn around and come home, they're at Granddad's, and then we usually go up to, what's the name of that place, Bernice? Oh, up on the mountain there at the orchard, Rocky Top or something. And we heard from people on Facebook that they were lined up down the mountain. So that's a treacherous road going up. So we didn't go there either. We bought our apples here. And it's just for the ride. And what kind of ride is Ariel taking? A boat, or is he hiking, or what?
Ariel ride, as in bicycle. And the picture he posted is where they were camping last night. They camped out down there somewhere on Lake Marion last night. And there's a whole group of folks making this right, because he was showing pictures of racks of lots and lots and lots of bicycles. So I imagine it's going to be a very large group of people making that trip. He said the first part of the ride was 60 kilometers, and that was the first thing they were doing starting out early this morning, and then going from there and on down into Charleston. So I don't know, you know, what all he's doing it for or anything else, or just for the ride. But I'm glad it's him and not me. I don't think I could do very much in the way of riding today, so still trying to recover. And still all the stomach muscles are sore and all that stuff. It's going to be fun singing at church tomorrow and doing my little share there, along with opening and closing church tomorrow. That's my task tomorrow. Anyway, WU2T Mobile. Go ahead, Bill.
Well, it's a good day to go anywhere, really. Car, walking, bicycle, who would be? It's just really pretty. It's nice and cool. When was it? Today, Saturday. Thursday, Lane and I went to Lander and we picked up some furniture up there that we had ordered 6 weeks, 8 weeks ago. And while we're there, we went to the Hound and Hare, or the Hare and Hound, whatever. We ate outside. We really enjoyed that. I was miserable all day. My eyes are bigger than my stomach. I can't eat like I used to, which is probably a good thing. Boy, was that nice. That is a pretty, pretty day. Go ahead, Tom.
Business, Bill. This is N0TR. Yeah, the last time we was up there, we got an outdoor swing from the Amish place. Let me get rid of this gum. I just bit myself. And just love it. And it was a, what do you call those things? A coaster or what are they, Bernice? Oh, she's bad as I am this morning. Can't think of it. But at any rate, it rocks. And they really have some fine stuff. Supposedly, this is made out of plastic recycling stuff. You know, gallon jugs and all of that stuff. It's supposed to last forever. You can't tell it. It's nice. Anything from that Amish place is nice. And if that's where you went, and I assume it is. But we love it up there. It's gorgeous. Yeah, but it's been swamped with tourists lately, too. We've been kind of keeping a low profile. Go ahead, Rusty.
Even low profile. I got to get me looking some of that Amish stuff here in the next couple of months. I'm looking to replace a couple of things at the house. So I'm going to need to go up and look at that and see what they've got, see what I can afford anyway. But, yeah, I've kind of been keeping a low profile, too. I didn't go anywhere yesterday. But, let's see, I'm only 2 weeks and 2 days out of surgery. 2 weeks and 2 days. 2 weeks and 3 days out of surgery. So, I'm still feeling all of that. And, taking it easy. And, of course, I've lost a bunch of weight here lately, and I'm keeping it off, thankfully. I'm eating it. My diet has changed due to everything else. No more greasy foods, no more chocolate. A lot of things I got to watch for the, you can get low-fat cheese if I want cheese on something. And I got to stay away from fatty foods. When you don't have a gallbladder, you got to watch things like that. WU2T, go ahead, Bill.
Oh, I didn't know you had a gallbladder operation. I know two or three, well, actually three people who've had that. And, yeah, they really have to watch the grease. Doesn't work very well if you eat that kind of food. You pay for it. I'm glad you're recovering well. Yeah, that was the Amish store that we bought our furniture. It's actually what we bought was three bar stools. And these bar stools we purchased matched the Amish dining room table. which actually goes in our great room. And we've had it probably 20 years or so, 25, but it's a very natural, light-colored red oak. So it's just light. That's all I can say. That's just very natural. And we had bar stools, but Lane says she didn't like the ones we had. They didn't match it, so they do now. But I will say they're very proud of what they've got. I was just happy with what I had, but I have to admit they look pretty good in there. Go ahead, Tom.
This is N0TR. Yeah, the last time we replaced our dining room table, we bought the Amish one. Oh, my gracious. The wood they have up there is just phenomenal. And your wife's got good taste. And so is Bernice. I should have never let her in there. Anyways, we got our bedroom suit there and our bar stools from there. But I'll tell you what, you'll never have to replace them. That's the good part about it. And tell him about my gallbladder that I used to have, Bernice.
It doesn't seem to bother him. He eats everything in sight.
That was you, Bill. No joy. Go ahead, Rusty.
I was going to tell Bill that he was getting real scratchy the last time he talked in there. I had my emergency gallbladder removal down in Jacksonville, Florida, not up here. So, and then I had to travel home a week later. But anyway, things are getting better, and we got Election Day coming up, and I'm going to go vote on Election Day. And you know, there are a lot of folks that have gone ahead and pre-voted. I know some people from my church that did that recently, so. And I'm just going to wait and do it because I don't have to go very far for where the polls are for me. They're just up the hill from my house. So, anyway. Oh, let's see. Starting to get into 160 meter time of the year, Tom. One of the nets that groups that I belong to, Century Club Nets, they're going to start running 160-meter nets tonight, so I'll see how well that is going to work out. And I've got my – what's so funny is I've got my G5 RV, and it's only supposed to be good, you know, 10 through 80, but I've been able to tune that sucker up on 160. Can't put any power in it, neither can I put it into the end of my loop either for power for 160, but I'll see if it works. W2T. Bill, if you're still there, go ahead.
Well, down near his home there, because he gets a little choppy when he gets near the driveway. And good morning, Bill. Good to hear you. Well, Rusty, yeah, my super loop's in the same way. Now, I talked to KI4 DOS one time, and I think he said his super loop was a little modified, and it would tune 160, and it's an easy antenna to put up. But we, Bernice and I, recently got our 160 up a couple of days ago, and I'll listen for that if you give me a frequency. I used to check in on the one up in Kansas on 1960 on Monday nights at about 10 o'clock. But it depended on the conditions, of course. But got the Carolina Windham up, and it'd like to kill this getting it there. You needed four guys on it, really, but I figured we'd take our time and get it up there. And let me drop this. So I went on a couple of nights ago and made a contact, and there was five gentlemen on there, and the guy up in West Virginia said I was 10 over 9, so it sounded like it's going to be good enough for me, Rusty. And I had some problems at first. I had a bad connector, and had to reshoot the longer half of it because it got into the wrong tree after a day up there, and only have one little thing now. I got one limb I'd like to get taken down, but I don't know who in the world you get to climb a tree and take down one limb. Over.
Oh, I got to get some tree work done this fall, too. Anyway. Well, Tom, I'll be back in a few minutes. I'm stopping here. Batteries plus bulbs. I got to get them to check a battery and see if they've got a what the replacement cost is going to be for these. I got some rechargeables that are in some solar lights that are out on the porch, and they're not working too well after a couple of years. Anyway, I'll be back in a few. N0TRW2T.
Okay, Rusty, I think I might have seen a Navy plane up here. I'm going to scan, so I'll listen for you. We're just passing the airport. This is N0TR, clear.
Hook it up and wire it and leave it in the compartment. No, I was just...
Final, sir, and have a good
y'all have a good day out there, and don't get blown away. Be safe in that traffic. W2T Mobile.